Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Throughout the Thumb area, blight has become something of a primary concern, and also a key concern that was raised during the Fairhaven Township, aka Bayport, Board of Trustees meeting. And a blight control petition for the Rose Island area was also presented to the board. According to the petition, several properties have abandoned vehicles on them, as well as the houses themselves. The township's chief of police, Ward Carter, was not able to attend the meeting to provide input regarding the situation. The board approved notifying Carter about the issue that was brought up at the meeting because he's not only the police chief, but also enforces the township's abandoned vehicle ordinance. During the meeting, it was noted that photographs of abandoned homes were sent to Huron County's Building and Zoning Department along with a copy of the township's blight policy. And another news for today. There will be an art show in the Pigeon District Library's community room at 7236 Knit Street. To view the art items, you can use the front entrance on South Main Street. Children and adults can enter up to 4 pieces of original artwork, which will be judged. The artwork will be on display from July 16th through the 18th. Display times are on Thursday, July 16th from 1 to 4 p.m., Friday, July 17th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, July 18th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The art can be dropped off from 9 a.m. to noon on Thursday, and pieces are to be picked back up on Sunday between 1:30 to 3 p.m. Awards will be presented at 1 p.m. on Sunday, and for more information regarding the art show, you can go to turnerarts.org. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Millions of people of all ages have trouble with speech, language, or hearing. When communication breaks down, it can make daily life more difficult at home, school, work, and beyond. But that doesn't have to be the case. Care from an audiologist or speech-language pathologist can make a big difference. It's why so many caregivers recommend these professionals. Information is available at helpingyoucommunicate.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The city of Harbor Beach will have 3 open council positions on the Tuesday, November 3rd election ballot. The terms that are expiring include the 2-year term of the mayor and 2 different 4-year trustee terms on the council. To be a candidate for either of those positions, you can pick up nominating petitions and affidavits of identity from the city clerk's office at 766 State Street in Harbor Beach, Monday through Friday between the hours of 7:30 a.m. and 4 p.m., and they have to be returned no later than 4 p.m. on Tuesday, July the 21st. For more questions or any additional information, you can also send an email to Clerk Jennifer Lukowski at jlukowski@harborbeach.com. or contact her directly at 989-479-3363. And another news for today. With several green energy companies eyeing the Thumb for more development opportunities, townships like Meade Township are making some ordinance adjustments. The Meade Township's Board of Trustees is considering revisions to its Wind Energy Conservation Facility Zoning Ordinance, as well as its Land Usage Ordinance. The Township's Planning Commission will conduct a meeting at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, August 25th at the Township Hall to review some proposed changes regarding wind energy and special land use permits. A draft copy of the proposed changes is available for inspection at the Township Hall. You can also email the Planning Commission Secretary, Sharon Himmel, at svanhimmel@gmail.com for a PDF copy. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, July the 12th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.